time to meet the men from the ministry. We present Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of Whitehall. These are the men who maintain our government machinery always in the right gear. Striped trousers, black jackets, and bowler hats. Some offices may be cluttered and untidy, but in the General Assistance Department, they are always putting things in order.
Yeah, what are you doing, Mr. Lamb?
I'm putting these 10 Puffy Brand slogans in order. If I get them right, I win a washing machine. Just sharpen this pencil for me, would you, Mildred?
Oh, righty-ho.
Thank you.
Oh, it's about time I emptied this pencil sharpener. Hello, it's got jammed. Oh, I can't turn it anymore.
It does stick sometimes. I always give it a good thump, like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Eric. It's broken. It's come right off the desk.
Oh, dear. Mr. LB won't be too pleased. He uses it to cut his cigars.
Morning, Joe. Morning, Mildred.
Morning, man. I'm afraid I've had a bit of an accident. I thumped it for Mildred, you see, and it came off in my hand.
Pardon?
That's to say, it wasn't working too well, you see. Probably a bit clogged, and I tried to force it.
What have you done?
This pencil sharpener, I've just broken it.
Oh, yes. Well, never mind about that. I've got some exciting news.
Ah, don't tell me the staff canteen's got chicken burgers on again.
Oh, no. It's far better than that, too.
Oh, yes.
I've heard from a reliable source that you and I may shortly be making a trip to,
America.
America?
Yeah. Oh, a trip to America. But where did you hear this one?
Got it off the bell. The golf on Saturday. He said his nephew got chatting to a charwoman over at the Foreign Office, yes, who heard a whisper from a window keeper, yes, who's friendly, with the hall porter at personnel.
The one who waxes his eyebrows and polishes his head.
That's the fellow, yes. Well, he said a trip to America was in the air and General Assistance Department had been mentioned.
By Jove, what would he be going for, exactly?
Well, I don't know. But it's bound to be something important if they're sending me. Perhaps the President has a tricky problem? You never know. No. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown.
Pipkin here.
Stand up straight, too. It's the permanent officer. Ah, Sir Gregory, Sir Gregory.
I've got a bit of news for you, Lennox Brown. You and Lamb are going to America.
America, you say, Sir Gregory? My word. What a surprise.
Documents and tickets are all fixed up. You're off tomorrow. The case of crockery samples is at London Airport.
Splendid, Sir Gregory. I'm sure the President and I will get along, but... Crockery samples?
Yes, that's what you're going for. To show some British crockery to the New York Chamber of Commerce. In cups, saucers, plates, that sort of thing. Boost exports.
Cups, plates? I'm not a travelling salesman, Sir Gregory.
Everybody is a travelling salesman for Britain today. That's what the Prime Minister said. Why, when he was over in the States, he sold the President one of his raincoats.
Yes, well, that's all very well, Sir Gregory, but I...
No buts. Our changing of the guard soup plates will bring in a flood of export orders if you handle it right. That's why we're sending a senior civil servant. Prestige.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, if you put it like that.
I do, Lennox Brown.
Yes.
So get over there and get your finger folds out.
I say, did you hear all that, too?
Yes, well, he does shout rather, doesn't he? Huh. It's exciting.
Yes, off tomorrow, eh?
We'll have to settle all outstanding problems today.
Problems, eh?
Well, I mean, there's the new file covers.
Oh.
What color should we order? Mm. Mildred used all the blue ones to line her drawers.
Yes. Well, why not have red ones next time?
Good idea. Right. I'll make a note on my blotter. Files must go over to reds. And how about this pencil sharpener? It must have a defect to come apart like that.
Yes, and what's the name on the thing? Yes.
There it is.
Ah, the New Life Pencil Sharpener Company, Manchester. Oh. Yes, we'll drop on the line.
Right.
And hide this old one behind the curtain, or the cleaner will have it.
Yes, I'll just jot that down. Defect, New Life, behind curtain. There.
All the scribbling notes on your blotter, don't you ever forget to look at it?
Oh, no, it's my system, you see. I carry a little notebook and I write notes in it to remind me to look at my blotter.
Yes, but don't you ever forget to look at your notebook?
No, no, I've got a reminder on my blotter.
Silly of me to ask. Yes. Yeah. Now, look, the main thing is, don't forget to turn up at the airport tomorrow.
Outside
up.
Thank you.
Very smooth flight, isn't it, too? Two. You can open your eyes now and stop moving your lips.
Oh, I was just... we've actually got off the ground, then.
Oh, yes. Half an hour ago, as a matter of fact. Don't worry too much, my dear boy.
Do I?
Yes, take your mind off things. Read one of these pamphlets here. What to do in the event of a crash. That'll cheer you up, you know.
I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, dear me. I hope you haven't got vertigo.
New York, same as you.
No, I said I hope you... Oh, well, ah, I see they're passing back the flight information sheet. Now, what does it say to
you? Oh, I'll have a look. Let's see. We're traveling at a height of 500 feet at a speed of 30,000 miles an hour.
I think you may have got that the wrong way around, but carry on.
And we'll be landing in New York in 7 hours.
Ah, good. That's better. Time for a bit of sleep, yes. Well, now, we've got to be on top form, you know, when we meet these Chamber of Commerce people. They're coming to our hotel.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Manhattan Savoy Plaza. I must say, it would be nice to get our feet on the ground again.
So, these are our rooms, eh?
Yes, the 87th floor. Quite a view. Just look at those clouds outside.
Clouds? Where?
Down there.
Yes. Oh, good job we got up before the lift broke down. Hard luck on that chap who carried our bags up all those stairs. Did you give him a tip, by the way?
Yes, rather. I gave him one of those shiny coins. A cent, I think it's called. He didn't look very pleased, so I gave him another one. Do you think I overdid it with my two gentlemen?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, too. It's best to make a good impression from the start.
Yeah, that's what
good
I thought.
Good impression, yes. Now, come on, let's get unpacked.
Right.
Those commerce people are meeting us in the foyer at 5.
Thank heavens we haven't got that big crate full of crockery to deal with. That was a wise move, leaving it in the airport luggage deposit.
Yes. Now, have you got those personal essentials I told you about?
Oh, yes. 40 packets of tea and a dozen bottles of English water.
Good. That'll save us boiling any. Yeah. Can't be too careful, you know, when you're abroad.
Oh, how right you are, one. I remember when I went to the
Isle of Wight. Never mind about that. Look, tell me. Do you find it rather warm in this room? There's something wrong with the air conditioning.
Yes, it is rather hot. Yeah. Of course, we're on the sunny side of the hotel, you know. Perhaps we should move to the other side.
That's a very good idea. I'll have a word with the manager later on.
Yeah, I'll just make a note to remind us. This place is too hot for us. Go over to other side.
Yes, well, get on with it. Now, look, we must be in time to meet those Chamber of Commerce people in the foyer.
Oh, yes. It is hot in here, isn't it?
Mm.
I just thought of something rather funny.
What's that?
A case of out of the frying pan into the foyer.
Knuckles, over here.
Hi, Al.
I thought you was never coming.
It took longer we figured in breaking up Maxie's pool room.
Yes.
What's the deal? The boss just said to meet you over here at the hotel.
You ever hear of Johnny the Dude?
Johnny the Dude? Which mob's he with?
Ain't with no mob. Works all over the world. He's a limey, see?
Oh, yeah.
Best forger in the business. Now, the boss says he's over here with his sidekick, English Sid.
Limeys, huh? What are they doing here?
Well, the boss says they done a little job for the Chicago mob, see?
Oh, yeah.
Engraved a brand new set of counterfeit dollar plates. They're on the way to deliver them.
Right to our territory, huh?
You got it. So we grab these guys, see? Yeah. Then we get the phony plates off them, see?
Yeah.
Then we dump these guys in the river.
Yeah, bump them off, huh?
Well, take it easy with you're sweating.
Oh, yeah. How are we going to know these guys? I ain't never seen them.
No, me neither. But like I say, they're limeys. And you know how them guys dress. Bowler hats, striped pants, plus fours and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Well, there can't be more than two guys walking around in fancy dress like that.
Hey, Al, look.
Yeah?
Coming out of the elevator. Like, that's them.
Yeah. Say, that's a couple of ripe bananas, all right. Okay, now, please. Let's go get them. But keep it gentle, huh? The boss don't want no rough stuff in the hotel.
They've got the lift
working
again.
Now then, too, keep your eyes peeled for those two chaps in the Chamber of Commerce reception.
But they're not due for another 10 minutes.
Yes, well, it's better to be on the safe side, too, or they may be early.
I hope they're going to lay on a nice pot of tea.
Oh, well, they don't have proper tea over here, you know.
Do they?
No, they grow it in little bags.
Yeah. Okay, Buster, just keep walking. Only make it out through that door over there, huh?
I beg your pardon?
Were you talking to us?
That's right, Bob.
We got a little surprise for you, dude.
Dude? Bob? What are these people talking about, too?
Don't worry about it. It's just the local lingo. I think they must be our hosts.
Our hosts? Oh, good gracious. Yes, of course.
How do you do, gentlemen? I think you must be our reception committee.
Yeah, you might call it that.
You're a couple of cool tomatoes. I'm not a cool tomato, am I, too? You know there'd be a reception committee, huh?
Oh, well, my dear fellow, we scarcely imagined our arrival would pass unnoticed, no.
Well, that's just dandy. Only remember, this ain't no pea shooter in my pocket.
I didn't really suppose it was. What is it?
It's a gun, Bub, and it's loaded.
Oh, good gracious me, you chaps are security conscious.
Come on, out through the door and wrap up, see?
Wrap up? Oh, yes, thank you. Yes, it does look a bit chilly, yes. Yeah, turn your collar up for me. Yeah, you don't want to get those tickles in your throat again, you know.
No. Okay, now move across the sidewalk into that automobile.
Come on. I think that means across the pavement. I say, isn't this exciting? What a nice, comfy car, Mr.
He's Knuckles and I'm Al, see? We were sent here to take you for a ride.
Oh, how very kind of you. Do you hear that, man? These gentlemen are going to take us for a ride.
Ah, very jolly, yes. I expect they're going to show us the city, you know.
I say, I hope we'll be warm enough. I left my overcoat in the hotel.
Don't worry, Bob. The boss will fit you out with a nice new overcoat later.
Well, that's awfully generous, isn't
it? Yeah, a trip to the river and a nice new cement overcoat.
A cement overcoat. My word, you've got to hand it to these chaps, Bun. They certainly do wonders with these new man-made fabrics.
Ah, can you two? Quit this gabbing all the time. You're driving me nuts.
I beg your pardon, sir. I don't know what any of that meant, but it sounded damned uncivil.
Steady, Bun. He doesn't mean to be rude.
Well,
you said yourself these colonials haven't much idea. And we are here to boost exports.
Oh, yes, you're quite right. I'm so sorry, Mr. Al. I'm afraid I was rather hasty.
Ah, that's okay, Bob. I guess I was... Hey, what's happening? Am I going crazy?
Hey, Al. Looked through their briefcases. They ain't got the phony plates with them.
Okay. Then we take him back to the boss. He'll find out where they stashed him. He's got ways of making people talk.
Well, Mr. Boss, it's a great pleasure to meet you.
Listen, Limey, I ain't got no time to waste. I just want to hear you talk.
Ah, I've heard you chaps are fascinated by English accents. Now, how's this, my dear fellow?
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
So you want to play games, right?
Well, perhaps a quick rubber bridge later on. Very nice that would be. Meanwhile, I hope you're looking after my number two.
Oh, don't worry. The boys are taking care of your sidekick right now, down in the basement.
I'm afraid you may be starting a bit of a chill, you see. I hope the heat's on down there.
Oh, it is, Bob. It is. Why are they beginning to sleep?
Get away now, Mr. Al. I'm sure there's no danger down here.
That's what you think, Buster. Now, stick your feet in that bucket of wet cement.
Oh, righto. I've read about this custom. They do it outside that Chinese theater in Hollywood, don't they? Preserving film stars' footprints for posterity.
Boy, this guy's a fruitcake.
Fancy you wanting mine. And right up as far as the knees, too. I must say, I'm very flattered.
And when the cement's dry, we'll be taking that trip to the river, you know? You and your boss will be feeding the fishes, see?
Feeding the fishes? Oh, what? Sir Gregory would be pleased if he knew how we were getting on with you Americans.
Yes, well, I thank you, Ryan Bernard. There's the quiet here in the office, with those two away enjoying themselves in America. I'll see you tonight, then. Okay, bye.
Ah, good morning, Miss... Yes, good morning.
Oh, Sir Gregory. Good morning, sir.
Have you had any word from Mr. Lennox Brown or Mr. Lamb?
No, sir. Not since they went yesterday, sir.
Well, I've had the American FBI on to me this morning with some fantastic story that they've disappeared.
Disappeared? Oh.
Yes. The New York Commerce people went to their hotel as arranged and they weren't there. So the manager checked their rooms and found a note. Now the FBI think they've defected to the Russians.
Oh, well, what did the note say?
this place is too hot for us. Go over to other side.
Would you believe it?
Well, no. No, I thought I'd better check. Now, this is Lamb's desk, isn't it?
Right? You're not going to open all the drawers. Poke about in Mr. Lamb's private things. You can't, sir. Anyway, they're all locked.
I thought they might be.
But you can open them with a hairpin.
No need for that. I've got the keys. It's a matter of security, Miss... Yes. Well, if you feel you can't look, you better leave.
Oh, no. I'll let you search.
Yes, good. Now then, let's see. Ah. There, papers, forms, and there. What's this? A little wooden plaque. Awarded to Wolf Cub Richard Valentino Lamb. Best Woggle Knotter, Beaver Patrol, 1935. Yeah. Let's have a look in the next drawer. Several books here. The Arnold Hercules Bodybuilding Course, Volume 2.
And look at this lot, Sir Gregory. The Sunbathers Annual, 1958 to 1966.
Yeah, it half a dozen conkers, a mouth organ, a yellow yo-yo. Ah, now what's this? A notebook.
Oh, it's his poetry notebook. What? Yes, he's always making up rhymes and he puts them in there. Here, I'll read you one. Yeah. I wish I was a little bird. I'd fly around Sir Greg. And when I got above his head... I'd lay a big fat egg.
Now, there's a lot of trivial nonsense, but nothing actually suspicious. I mean, as I thought, it's just the... Good grief. Just look at this.
What? You mean this letter? Oh, he's always fibbing on that. He sort of jots things down to remind himself.
I can see that. And look at this jot here.
Files must go over to Red.
And what's this one underneath? Oh, by heavens, look. Defect. New life behind the curtain. It's true. They have gone over to the Russian. Did you never see them moving act suspiciously?
Well, sir, come to think of it, yes? I've often seen Mr. Lennox Brown raise his fist and sort of clench it when he was talking to Mr. Lamb.
The Russian salute?
Yes.
They're both in it.
Fancy, they must have been planted in the civil service years ago to work their way up to a position of trust and respect.
Yes, thank heavens they never made it. Still, they know enough to be valuable to a foreign power. Staff holiday wilters, canteen menus, details of the Wilsdon sewage report. Oh. I mean, just the stuff the Russians are after.
And they've got all them British crockery samples.
Good grief. Yes, if the Russians get a look at them, they could flood the market with imitation houses of parliament gravy boats. Ruin the national economy. Get me New York on the phone.
Yes, sir.
Heaven only knows where they are by now.
I don't get it, boss. We've been putting the pressure on those two limeys for hours, but they still don't scare. I told the thin guy it's no good, and he might as well spill the lot.
And?
He says, what a pity, and tips over that bucket of wet cement he's got his feet in.
They're cold turkeys, all right.
Let's finish them off, boss, huh? Like I ain't hardly bumped nobody in weeks.
No, now look, you guys, we want them phony dollar plates to take into the Chicago mob, right?
Right.
Just stash them away somewhere, they won't talk, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to have to make a deal with them. We offer them money. Let's go in.
Ah, there you are, gentlemen. Yes, well, we've been thinking over what you said, Mr. Al.
Huh?
Yes, yeah, something about a couple of mugs and making it hot for us.
Yeah?
Yes, well, we'd like to accept it. I'll have mine with milk and two lumps, please.
And don't forget to warm the pot.
All right, Jack, cut out the joke, sir. We're going to talk turkey.
Dear me. Well, I don't speak it. My number two here can manage it with French, though, can't
you? You're a pizza. How can I put this thing across so you'll understand? Look, you've got these plates, and I'm prepared to pay well for them.
Oh, there you
Part two, they do want to buy those plates and things we brought over with
us. Oh, good. I thought they'd never get round to talking business.
Yes. All this hospitality has been overwhelming, but after all, we are here to do a job, yes. We want these plates to make some money.
That's what we want them for.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, now then, I'm sure we can come to some arrangement if the price is right.
You mean you prefer to sell the highest bidder? Why didn't you say so before? Now you're talking my language.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that, but we do have some words in common.
I'm offering 30 grand for those plates.
30 grand what?
$30,000.
Good gracious, that's, let me see, 2.7 to the pound divided by... rather difficult to work out.
Leave this to me, too. Now then, old chap, look here. Are you serious? I mean, $30,000 for the plates we brought over.
All right. $40,000.
My dear fellow, I can hardly believe my ears.
Oh, man, you drive a tough bargain. $50,000, that's my final offer.
Final offer, eh? Oh, very well. I agree.
Okay, Knuckles, Al, go get that door from the safe. Pack in the suitcase, will you?
Okay, boss.
I'll pour us a drink, gentlemen. This calls for a celebration.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I say, one, isn't that rather a lot of money for a crate of assorted dinner plate?
No, not at all, too. Oh, no, they're getting the cups and saucers as well. They seem quite happy, you know. Oh, they've no idea of the value of money, these Americans.
Here are the four fingers of rye in the rocks.
Oh, is that what it is? It looks just like whiskey with ice.
Knuckles and Al can go with you and pick up the plates, right?
Oh, we're not going to pick up the plates. Oh, no, you'll have to attend to that. I mean, it's time we were getting back to the hotel.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here's the money, boss.
Come down, Mr. Boss, don't quibble. Just as we're all becoming such good chums. Now, do you want the plates, or don't you?
He's got you over a barrel, boss.
Right. But them plates better be where you say they are.
Yes. Oh, yes. You'll find them in the left luggage at the airport.
Here's the ticket.
Yes, and in Englishman words, it is bomb, you know. Oh, my word, yes. I'm sure they'll all be exactly what you're looking for. Right, come along, too. You can carry all the money.
Right, everyone. I'm coming.
Goodbye, Mr. Boss.
Yeah.
Bye.
Very great pleasure doing business with you. Here you are.
Hey, you're letting them go, boss? You must be joking, Al. Look, you keep a tail on them, and we can pick them up whenever we want. Get going.
Okay, Bugsy.
Hi, Knuckles. Get the car. You and me's taking a trip to the airport. Oh, brother, just wait till we get our hands on those plates.
Hey, boss, them two limeys.
Yeah?
Soon as they got out on the street, they were spotted by a patrol wagon. They've been picked up by the cops.
Holy man.
Yes, Chief. We put out an all-cars call with descriptions of these two commies, and Officer Dooley picked him up on the street.
Huh?
Yeah, thank you, Chief. You bet we will. Okay, Dooley, smart work. I'll get back on patrol and close the door behind you, eh?
I demand that these handcuffs be removed immediately.
That light is shining directly in my eyes. I've never known such treatment. Who the devil are you, anyway?
I'm with the FBI.
Oh, nonsense. The Federation of British Industries don't employ people like you.
Let's stick to the facts. You, the senior guy, huh? Lennox Brown.
Lennox. Brown, if you don't mind.
I say, Bunny knows your name.
Every cop in New York knows your name. You'll be Richard Valentino Lamb, huh?
Well, I
Valentino,
too.
Oh,
no, I
say.
You never mentioned that.
Okay, all right now. Let's get down to the facts, huh? You guys better sing, and you better sing good.
Well, you think it'll help, you know. I could have danced all night.
I could have danced all night.
All right, okay. Couple of wise guys, huh? And I'll tell you. We found a note in your hotel room. You were going to take a powder, huh?
I wasn't taking a powder, was I, too?
I don't think so, one. You did have an indigestion tablet.
Oh, yes. We consultationized your Sir Pitkin. He's got plenty of other evidence that you two were about to defect to Russia.
About to what? To where?
Sir Gregory Pitkin defect to Russia. You've got it all wrong. We came here to do a deal with China.
You guys don't care who you sell out to, do you? The Western Alliance isn't safe with commies like you about.
Now, just a moment, young man. By jingo, you've made a jolly serious accusation there, you know. And I refuse to believe that Sir Gregory Pitkin shares these wild notions of yours.
I'm beginning to get the screaming nadgers one.
Yes, but there's no time for nadgering, too. Such a quick boggle is understandable, but you mustn't nadger.
Hello. Hello? Who? Oh, yeah. You got our message, then. It's your Sir Pitkin calling from London. He wants to speak to you.
Oh, good, yes. Well, I knew he'd stand by us. He'll never believe all this stupid nonsense.
Good, great.
Hello, Sir Gregory.
You swine.
Pardon?
So they finally hunted you down like the blackguards you are, Lennox Brown.
Sir Gregory, you can't possibly believe...
I wash my hands of you. No doubt these American johnnies will deal with a pair of you. Put you in Sing Sing, no doubt.
Put us away where, Sir Gregory?
Sing Sing.
Oh, very well. I could have done...
On second thoughts, better not.
My dear Sir Gregory, look, if you'll say what all this is about, I'm sure I can explain.
I'll tell you how we got on to your little game. First, that note the Americans found in your hotel room. After that, I personally checked your office. Need I tell you what I found?
Gregory, I mean, it's really all quite simple. The new life pencil sharpener will be found behind the curtain in our office, and it's all been a terrible misunderstanding.
Anyone else, I wouldn't believe it. But in your case... but look here, where the devil have you been all this time?
Ah, been, yes. Well, now, we've been doing a little business deal.
Eh?
Yes, so all that crockery we brought over. Got rather a good price, actually.
Well, you needn't think a Tuppy Haveny deal will make up for all this nonsense.
We got $50,000 just for the samples we brought.
The inconvenience, the international ramifications... $50,000? My dear Lennox Brown, I want you to know I never doubted your innocence for a moment.
No, of course, Sir Gregory.
See, I'll soon clear up this business. Put me on to that FBI chatty. I'll explain the whole thing. Have you free in no time.
Oh, it is nice to be back in our hotel room, isn't it, Ron?
Ah, yes. Eat up your breakfast, too.
Right.
Now we've got rid of that crockery, we can get down to some sightseeing.
Ooh, the hall porter said we ought to see the Bronx.
Looking forward to it. Don't think I've ever seen a Bronx before.
And we must visit Madison Square Garden. Let's hope the flowers are in bloom.
Look, pass me the morning paper, too, will you? If you can lift the thing.
Well, I'll try. Oh, there you are.
Oh, my word. Yes, thank you.
Good heavens.
What?
Look at this on the front page.
Yes.
Uproar at airport. Police arrest well-known gangster.
Let me have a look at that. Police were called to Kennedy Airport when cursing and breaking crockery were heard in the left luggage.
Sobbing bitterly, Bugsy Orlandini, top mobster, threw himself into the arms of the police, saying, "This has finished me with crime."
It's very interesting, too, but what's it got to do with us?
But just look at this photograph of Bugsy Orlandini.
Good heavens. Yes. It looks like that nice Mr. Boss.
Yes.
You know, I believe it is that nice Mr. Boss.
Well, that's what I thought. It's very puzzling.
Oh, no, not at all, too. No, don't you see what's happened?
Yes. What?
Well, it's obvious. This newspaper's printed the wrong photo by mistake.
Oh, of course. What extraordinary people these Americans are. Always getting hold of the wrong end of the stick.